She's gotten so big, hasn't she? Yeah, she is. Just a few more days and so we can meet her. I'm excited, yeah. I'm very excited. Well, you know I've been nervous too. I know we're ready. We've been preparing for this for months. But I can't help but be scared. Yeah, exactly that. You feel it too, right? Yeah, it's normal. I wish I could just relax, you know? Worrying can't be good for the baby. Yeah, that helps. You've always had a way with your fingers. Nope, that's good. That's perfect. Yeah, sure. Since I can't roll inside my tummy. If you just let me get on my side. Yeah. That's perfect. They warn you about back pain, but they don't really warn you. You're so good. Thank you, baby. It's just a little ironic if you think about it. Because this feels very similar to how we made her. Yeah. Or maybe it was the night after, or the night after that. I don't know. It was sometime that month. Yeah. Those were nights for sure. Ovulation weeks were really something. Sometimes I get flashbacks. Yeah. At the worst of times, too. Grocery shopping. Working. Yeah. Nothing. Just keep rubbing. It's nothing, sweetie. Baby, I said it's nothing. Baby. It's just those nights. Wonderful. The way you threw me around, squeezed me. I did. I liked it very much. I miss that. I understand the baby. Yes, I do. I get it. You need to be gentle for us. I know, and you've done such a good job at protecting her. Protecting us both. Really, I've never seen you more protective than now. Really? You barely let me lift a finger, let alone throw me around. And I appreciate that. Plus, Not like I'm in any shape to be thrown around anyway. I mean, I'm all proud and swollen. No, I know. And I love carrying her baby girl. It's such a blessing, you know? Not everyone is this lucky. It's just different, that's all. Especially during this last stretch. My back hurts, my feet hurt. I feel different. I look different. Thank you. And you certainly make me feel beautiful every day. Really, you've been so good to me. But nothing. Really, there's no but. I really do feel beautiful. The way you look at me with so much love. So protective. I feel like the most beautiful woman in the world. Yeah, of course. It's a very good thing. It's just, sometimes I wonder if I'm still sexy to you. Really? I know you've been more careful because of the baby. Yes, I know you have to be. But you don't even slap it anymore. Oh, come on. Little tap won't hurt her, you know that. No. You're right. It's not like I'd be very receptive to that. Not when I'm so achy and sore like this. Yeah. Actually, I appreciate you being more gentle for her and for me. I guess I'm just wondering if she's the only reason you've been less rough. I mean, you being rough was passionate. And I guess I'm just wondering if you still feel that passion now? While I have the bump. Yes, I know it's, she's our baby girl. Not a bump, you know what I mean. But do you? Do you still think I'm sexy? What? What's so funny? And it was a serious question. You don't pinch me anymore? Bite me anymore? Ow! I didn't mean bite me now. Ow. Stop. They're sore right now. Don't even rub. Why would you pinch them if they're sore? It's okay. They're just so sensitive these days. See what? I'm very sore, yes. I understand. I didn't mean... Oh. She just kicked me. That one felt like a punch. Yeah. I guess she felt me getting attacked and wanted to join in. Yes. Attacked. You're sorry. I don't believe you. Nope. Well, you can starve. Rubbing my lower back. Yes, really. Don't give me that look. You did this to me. The least you can do is rub it. Yes. Gently. That's good. I'm sorry for all the drama. The drama about whether or not you still think I'm sexy. You do. Yes, you. Of course you've shown it. I'm sorry. I guess I just... I'm not really feeling sexy. And I guess I was just projecting that onto you. Yeah. 'Cause you're right. I don't necessarily miss being thrown around or slapped or bitten. At least not right now. But I think I just miss the fact that you wanted to. It made me feel desired. I know I am. I love you too. And I'm glad that you still like me. I didn't doubt it. Most days. It's just sometimes I get in my head and create problems where there are none. But I won't do that again, okay? I won't. Besides, what's most important is that she's healthy. I mean, she's grown so much. She really is a blessing. And we were so lucky to conceive her so quickly. Relatively quickly, at least. Another kick. Yeah. Feel here. I know, right? She's really active today. I have a feeling she'll be a wild one. No, just like her daddy. She's probably kicking so much because she's ready to come out. Any day now. If she came out tomorrow. Well, that wouldn't be so crazy. It just mean we get to meet her. A little earlier than expected. But we're ready. I think. Yeah. We're ready. Baby girl. We can't wait to meet you. We can't wait to welcome you into the world. As you can see, your daddy has a sense of humor. You're gonna love him. He's gonna make you smile and laugh. You're so lucky to have him as your dad. You'll see. Oh, baby. Don't say that. I don't want to cry for the third time today. You think so? I hope so. I want to be a good mom to her. Thank you, baby. And you're going to be an amazing father. I'm very sure. I've never been more sure of anything. It's true. It is scary. Our lives will change forever in a few days. But it's less scary when I think about doing this beside you. I'm doing this with my best friend. We've got so much love to give this little girl. You never miss the chance to give her a kiss. Her head should actually be round here. Soon you'll actually be able to kiss her forehead and her chubby cheeks. She'll be so loved. I'm excited too. I'm more than excited. Yeah. It's been a journey. It went by so fast, but that first ultrasound still feels like forever ago. And here we are at the end. Right, the beginning. I'm ready to meet her. I'm ready to meet her, baby girl.